My name is Rachel Heaton, and I am a Muckleshoot tribal member, and I'm a descendant of the Duwamish people, and I also share some ancestry with some European folks.
Heaton is a culture educator for the Muckleshoot tribe. During my interview with Heaton, we picked berries and leaves off of gathered hawthorn branches. The tribe will store and use these for teas throughout the year.
It'll be used throughout the year for community, for any kind of teachings that we have. We do a number of trainings and stuff, and this is one way that we introduce plants and medicines to the community.
Through her work, Heaton often shares her knowledge about land stewardship and giving land back to the Native communities that know how to take care of the land. For her, being a steward of the land is a year-round practice.
So when we talk about like us being stewards of the land, it's because our people have lived off of the land since time immemorial, all over Turtle Island, indigenous people all over the world. Before indigenous people were removed from lands, every one of those groups of people have had relationships with the land. We're ultimately protecting all human life. When we talk about drinking clean water and breathing clean air, every act that we're doing that's protecting Mother Earth is benefiting other human beings, non-natives, natives, everybody. So I think understanding that relationship and how important we are to the biodiversities of the world, that right there in itself, to me, should make people want to have those relationships and to do what we all can to just be better stewards of the land.
Land stewardship and the importance of it for future generations is a part of Heaton's daily life. She says taking a single month to celebrate Native American culture can feel tokenizing.
It's not just identify with it for the month and then it just goes away. It's our livelihood. And as stewards of this land, there's always ongoing things throughout every day of our lives, not just the month of November.
Heaton says to her, this month is just another month. Her identity doesn't go away when the recognition ends. She says Native American Heritage Month shouldn't be limited to 30 days a year. And learning about Native American culture should take place every day to acknowledge the importance of Native people since time immemorial.
Honestly, it's just a month because being Native, you don't identify during any time of the year. That's just who we are. But I do think that because of colonized holidays like Thanksgiving, this is the time that a lot of non-natives choose to have these conversations about Native people. I think tying a month to specific races is such a small-minded way to really educate ourselves about the world that we live in. I feel like that's kind of the tokenized part of it. Whereas I think removing these months and focusing on relationships should be the importance of what we're doing. But in the meantime, while this is our platform, I think that we do use them as a way to educate, to have these conversations. Because I think sometimes these conversations are very uncomfortable for people to hear. But I also think it's an opportunity for growth.